This is our third year, and it truly was a grassroots in the literal sense of the word. The other two founders and I were literally sitting on the patio brainstorming ways to do something where we could bring all of our skill sets and work together. And we knew we wanted it to be a live show. We knew we wanted it to shine a light on women's stories and be a platform for those women to then take that leap and try something new. And literally in about 24 hours from that first conversation, That's What She Said was born. And 24 hours after that, we were pitching it. And the reaction has been so great, because every step of the way, from sponsors to venues, people saying, how can we help? And absolutely, go for it. We'll help in any way we can. It's been really exciting.
And speaking of venues, the Virginia Theater this year, which is exciting. And you know, talk about moving it to the Virginia, and you're really making this kind of a big weekend event this year.
Yep, Lady Fest. So this weekend, it will be sort of like a buffet for girls' night out. You can pick and choose. There will be events. You know, tonight is the kickoff party. Last night was the Junior League at Big Grove. Tomorrow night, the Anchor Show. Movies on Sunday, the whole weekend. Or you can just do the show and, you know, stay in your fuzzy robe the rest of the weekend. But it really is a buffet of options this weekend.
And let's talk about some of the speakers this year. You always have a great lineup of women to share their stories. Who are a couple maybe that stand out to you as unique for this year's event?
There is no shortage of amazing women in our community. And a great problem that we always have is we get so many requests and so many people saying, I would love to tell my story, or have you met this person in our community? I would love to see them up there. So it's a great problem to have. And then we start whittling it down and asking people to brave that stage and stand up there in front of their community and tell a snapshot into their life. So this year, I'm super excited about all of them. They all bring something different, a different perspective from different ages. We invite somebody from each generation. So we'll have someone who's in her late teens through, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way through their 80s, which is one of the people that will be speaking, Jan Impey from Clark Lindsay. And a beautiful thing, every year when someone speaks from Clark Lindsay, their group of peers come and they call themselves their ladies in their 80s. And it's a great group. They come in a limo, they make a whole night of it, and they support their peer that's up there telling her story. So that's one that I'm super excited about, and to see not just her, but her group of ladies come out and support her.
Now, the mission of the event is simply to exchange stories. Why do you think that's so important, just to exchange those stories with among each other?
Well, I think that word exchange was important to us because we think it's as important for the people telling the stories as it is for the people hearing the stories. And all the speakers sit on the stage. And one of the perks of that is while I'm sitting there and someone's speaking, I get to see the audience. And what a powerful thing. I can see last year, Jen Cochran spoke about being nervous and her fear of public speaking and all of those anxieties. And to see her up there with her little knees shaking, but that I could see all those faces of people who didn't even know her, nodding encouragement and smiling at her and laughing at her jokes, just sort of sending back that virtual, like, you got this, you got this. That's a powerful thing for both sides.
And I saw that this is going to all be capped off by roller derby on Sunday. Is that right?
Yes. Are you participating?
I am not. I was actually going to ask if you were going
Yes.
to.
You're the secret guest, aren't you? Now, Brian Moline, I can see it now. No, I am not participating, sadly, or for safety purposes or insurance purposes. But how exciting is that? Like all day, there are movies at the Virginia. And then to finish it off with roller derby, it just doesn't get any better than that. I'll just be the crazy fan cheering and shouting.